We're heading out to Pier. Matt Sibley, legislative specialist with the South Dakota Farmers Union. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
I suppose you don't get to enjoy all the warm weather while you're out in Pier. I suppose the meetings go pretty late, huh?
Yeah, you know, I just get to stare out the window and look at how nice it is outside. That's basically what I get to do.
Well, we're starting to wind down toward the end. I think things are getting pretty quick.
Yeah, well, things are going to start moving a lot faster. We got crossover day coming up next week, and so there are a lot of bills that need to be addressed before that time comes. So they're going to be pulling some late nights, I would imagine, especially next week. And in order to get that done, you know, you got some committees like the Senate State Affairs that's doing double duty. They're having committee meetings in the morning at 10 and then once again at 3. So,
well, I know things are going to be moving and they're going to have to watch to keep up with everything. But let's talk a little bit. Well, you were mentioning cool out there. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we got a bill passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee yesterday to implement country of origin labeling in South Dakota. Basically, would ask the retailers, they tell the retailers more or less, that if they have access to the country of origin for their beef products, they would have to display a placard that says where that beef came from. And if they didn't have that information, they wouldn't receive a penalty or fee or anything like that, but they would have to tell us that too. So it would say country of origin unknown. Basically, you know, since it's been repealed on the cool level, we've seen a pretty steep decline in cattle prices, and we have consumers who are just, you know, they want to know where their food comes from. It's been a topic of conversation in terms of, you know, knowing more and more about your food, not less. And so we're really happy that we were able to get that through. It's very similar to the bill that we tried last year that failed by one vote. So it's nice that we could come back and we can swing it, and we got it out of committee, and the Senate will have that discussion on the floor.
Well, then if they put up there that the country of origin, they have to have that on the label then, stated on the label where that come from?
So it wouldn't be on the label, because there are some entanglements that you can get into with USDA and some federal laws on the specific labels on the packaging. It would be a placard, so it would be okay. like a little sign in front of the beef or behind the beef, or, you know, somehow just displaying that beef that's in that section came from a certain country or countries of origin.
And it's only on beef?
Only on beef. When it comes to like seafood and poultry, and there's a number of other things, cool on the federal level is still in place.
Okay.
So it's not going to be on pork, but we're definitely open to including that. You know, if there's enough of an upswell for putting it on pork as well. You know, we, along with the stock growers, have been working really hard to get that specifically on beef with Senate Bill 135.
Well, I know people like to know where their meat's coming from, and I think like to know where the food's coming from, not just meat, but food all the way around. So it's a good start.
Exactly.
So you pass the Senate, and it's got to go to the House yet, or what?
Yep, it'll hit the Senate floor, and again, it's got to be passed before, I think it's next Thursday. I think that's the crossover day. So it's got to make it out, you know, it's got to be passed off the Senate floor by that time. Okay. And then it'll go to the House committees and through the House process.
So they can get hold of their legislators if they're interested and tell them what they're thinking on that.
Exactly. And we'll be sending out information in order for you to do that, you know, giving you some email addresses and things like that in order for you to better contact them and get in touch with them. And because that's going to be incredibly important for them to hear from you. And I think what they need to know is, you know, we can find countless studies that show that consumers, to the likes of 90% of consumers and over 90%, want to know where their food comes from. And, I mean, these constituents, every legislator's constituent is a consumer. You know, I would say the majority of them are consumers of beef.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, those are the messages that we have to send, and any help that we can get in doing that is going to be very advantageous, that's for sure.
Well, let's move on into the diagnostic lab. I know you want to get back into that hearing. Diagnostic lab, that's one that's making some news, but the big thing is, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, and we've had this conversation a time or two about how important the lab is and who it all affects, and so we're putting that behind us, but we're still it's still part of the conversation when we're talking about how we're going to fund this thing. You know, we're having debates, and like I said, there's a you know, a meeting of the minds going on right now where we're discussing possible options for you know, for funding this lab. And ultimately, you know, from an agricultural perspective, it's our position that it's a, you know, it's a state lab, and it's something that benefits the entire state of South Dakota, and that's why you know, we're taking the position that we are. And it's important for agriculture to be unified on this particular issue in order to make sure that we do what's best for our producers, but at the same time, you know, what's good for the state of South Dakota.
Well, I think it's, have they looked at maybe doing a 2-3 year funding type deal?
You know, it would have to be, so the what it would most likely have to be, because the revenue numbers are shorter this year, we don't have the type of general funds unless we wanted to dip into a reserves, and I think that's was pulled off the table long ago, but it wouldn't be a one-time payment. It would have to be some type of bonding or you know, loan, and so it would have to be you know, payments over the course of a 10-25 year period to the likes of probably somewhere between depending on how much we pay up front and how much we bond, you're looking at somewhere between probably $2 and $3 million in an annual payment on a bond or a loan, depending on where we go.
Well, anyway, I know it's getting a lot of thing. I just heard that they're looking at cutting some parts of the budget already. So it isn't, it's a tough year when you want to try to get that through with the monies we got, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, we also think that that kind of makes our case for us, because the reason that the revenues are,
that's right,
are so soft and so far down is because of the situation with the agricultural economy. You know, as the ag economy slumps, the state economy is going to slump. We are the number one industry in the state of South Dakota, 5 times larger than the next largest industry. And so when you take those kinds of hits, it's going to be reflected. And that's why we need, you know, a strong state lab that's, you know, state-of-the-art, up to snuff, that we can protect that industry.
Well, I know it's going to be an important issue out there, and I know it's going to get a lot of attention, and I guess the funding is going to be the big part. I think most people do agree that it is needed. So we'll have to kind of watch that and as it goes through. But next week is probably going to be a pretty busy week for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these next couple weeks are going to be pretty busy, and then we've got our national convention. So that's going to be just, going from one busy time to another. So, but at least the convention's in San Diego, so that helps.
Well, that should help. That's always nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, maybe tell how they can follow along with you guys on this, on some of these bills.
Yeah, you can check out our website, www.sdfu.org. But to follow us more closely on bills, you'd probably want to check out our Twitter, which is at SD Farmers Union, or you can find us on Facebook at South Dakota Farmers Union. So we keep pretty updated on the bills we're following, especially on Twitter. You know, we're pretty up to the date in terms of when the bills are passing out of committee, when they're being heard, and things like that. And that's why you're here. If we need you, and we need a you to email your legislators, you know, those are going to be the avenues where we're going to reach you and try to get your attention. So pay attention, and hopefully we can get some things done.
Because as it starts moving from one house to the other, and it passes that and gets on the floor, the last 3 days are going to be pretty wild, so they better keep in touch what's going on.
Yeah, they move quick. I mean, it's not something where they spend a lot of time deliberating about these things. They move pretty fast and loose, so we got to be ready and be prepared.
Well, I know, Matt, you got to get in. They're talking about the cool on there right now, some hearings. We'll let you go. We sure appreciate you taking the time and joining us and bringing us up to date. Have a good day, and hopefully you can come out and enjoy some of that sunshine out there.
You bet. Thanks, Chuck.
All right, Matt, thanks.